All right, it's 12 o'clock, gentlemen, and as always, we are going to start right on time. I want to honor your time. Thank you so much for joining our 100 Men in Prayer May edition. And we're excited to be extending to the month of May. We have Bishop Roy Tucker here from the Praising Place, Church of God in Charlotte. Thank you so much for joining us today. Bishop Tucker, the floor is completely yours.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you gentlemen for joining in. I know time, we seem to have a lot more time on our hands, but the time we have is, I believe, very valuable. And I don't know if you are watching on your lunch break, or maybe your wife is just letting you off the hook for a minute. but I appreciate you joining in. I have given a great deal of prayer and consideration and meditation to these few moments. And I don't believe that anything is by accident or chance. I believe our steps are ordered by the Lord. And I believe that now more than ever, God is looking for history makers, barrier breakers, and land takers, people that will stand up to be seen and speak up to be heard, people that believe in the power of one. Go through the scripture and you'll find out that, one can make a difference. I preached this Sunday on Jonah, one man with one message, 120,000 people. Wow, that's powerful. Water is cold at 33 degrees, but it won't freeze until it gets down to 32. Water's hot at 211 degrees, but it doesn't boil until 212. So one can make a difference. And I believe that men can make a difference. So let me just challenge you for a couple of minutes, and we're going to pray. I've tried to put a stopwatch on here and make sure I don't go over at all. But most men don't mind being challenged. I kind of thrive, but most of my challenges are internal. I will challenge myself. But you'll find athletes, a lot of times, they rise to the occasion. Yeah, when the playoffs come, that separates the men from the boys. And I believe in the spiritual sense that God is looking really to do that right now, to find those that are willing to be the difference makers in our families, in our churches, in our communities, our neighborhoods. One of the things that most of us are familiar with is the downfall of the family unit. And we have gone from a primarily patriarchal society to a matriarchal society, one that men are absent. And, as pastoring the church, I can hear ladies and mothers and wives say, you know what, my husband may not be absent, but he's silent, and so it's not enough just to be there. We need to be that voice. We need to be the proactive men that God created us to be. If you've done any studies at all, you find out that there are what they call criminologists that study trends. And they say when men are absent, things have a tendency to happen. I did read one time of a village that was being overrun by rogue elephants. And they couldn't stop it, but they brought in an old bull elephant. And that old bull elephant just came in, and those young rogue elephants calmed down just by the presence of an older elephant. So, I got a little gray here, but I still have a purpose to try to set a tone, to be a leader by example. So we have power in our mouth, power to speak. I tell my church, don't tell your child, you're a liar. Don't call them a liar. Say, you didn't tell the truth. So we have to be careful. Even Jacob showed us, even though, Rachel wanted to put a curse on her son and call him Benoni, he said, you're going to be Benjamin. So we have the ability to speak blessings, to call greatness out of our family. And maybe you don't have a family that you are able to interact with on a regular basis. But call greatness out of your coworkers. Call greatness out of your fellow worshipers. Call greatness out of your spouse. The family is an investment. And most investments are not going to pan out overnight. Okay? I mean, yeah, I wish you could, you know, invest 100 and tomorrow get 1,000. But guess what? I don't know how people find those. But the family investment is something that you're going to have to commit to long term. I mean, there's going to be roller coasters. I mean, you're going to have the wonderful times, man, and every night's like a honeymoon. Then you're going to hit those low places. But you got to be just as committed in the rough times as you are the good times. And I believe that it starts with us. And we need to own up. I don't believe when you stand before God as a man, he's going to say, all right, how many churches did you build? I think the first thing, what have you done with your house, your family? The Bible said Noah moved with fear and prepared an ark to the saving of his house. We want to win the world, but we haven't won our families. Now, I say that is the prime harvest field and mission field is our families. It does me no good to win thousands to the Lord and my family go to hell. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to set my sights on my children and my grandchildren. And we, you know, you may not be a reverend, a bishop, a pastor, may not have that title, but we are the priest of our house. And I know there's Levitical priests, there's the great high priest, there's Aaron the high priest. But if you notice, the very first priests were patriarchal priests. Job, every morning, got up and offered a sacrifice for his family. He wanted to make sure his family was ready to meet God. And if you don't do anything else, you will be a winner, a success, a champion in the eyes of God if you're a witness to your house. If you are setting the example, this is the way, walk ye in it. Invest. Now you've got time. Unfortunately, this has been thrust upon us. We have time. Make memories. Build relationships with your family, especially if you have children or grandchildren that you can intermingle with, or even if it's through Zoom. Listen, when I'm dead and gone, my grandchildren will talk about this virus because they're going to hear it from their parents. This is a history-making event, and guess what? Yeah, there's going to be a lot of tragic stories told, but there can be some wonderful stories. I remember when Daddy. I remember when Poppy. I remember my life changing. I'm telling you, priorities are changing, and I don't want any of us to go back to the way it used to be. I don't want my family to be tagged on at the very end of all these other things. Our family needs to be prime. They need to be at the top of the list. So I just want to say to you, invest into your families. Invest into your spouse. Now, you know, it's all men here. So listen, if the only time you know your wife is when you want something, things are not going good. Okay? You need to invest into each other. And if you want to harvest, there's going to have to be some seed sown. So I would encourage all of us to sow into our families, sow into our children, sow into each other. Spend that extra time that you have with your wife. Set aside that. Look, this thing had been kicked off for only about a week. And we knew we couldn't go to a restaurant. We went to a drive-through and stopped at the park and sat and ate in the car. That's a memory. And we laughed about it. That's not something we normally do. But guess what? We had to shake some things up. But I want you to do that. I want you to invest into your family and invest into your relationship with God. God spoke to me about this year being double. And I told my church, hey, Ganesh, I got some men on here right now. I said, this is not about double materialism. double, you know, cars, double houses, double income. This is about getting twice as much of God. And little did I know that all of this was going to come. No, nobody had an indication. But now we find ourselves praying more, fasting more, in the Word of God more. And there might be some depletion in some material things, finances, but there should be an intensification, an increase in my faith and my walk with God. You're being tested right now. But guess what? The trying of your faith works patience. And I was just studying before coming on here how that faith is like a muscle. It must be used. The trying of your faith. And we're being tried right now. But I'm going to tell you, when it's over, we're going to come out like pure gold. God's going to put a fresh anointing on us. And He's going to release us. And somebody's watching you right now, just like they're watching me. And I want to come out of this with my testimony and my character and my integrity intact. Amen. I want to prove myself through this crisis to be a man of God, a father, grandfather, husband of God. So I want to take a couple of minutes here before I hand it back off. I want to pray for you. I want you to feel the urgency. I want you to feel the presence of God. And I want you to step up. God's calling men to step up. I'm telling you, we're not going to go back into the shadows. We're not going to be secret service things. No, God, we're going to come out and we're going to do what God's called us to do. So if you would, let's pray. Father, I thank you for these men, those that are here with us now. Thank you, Father. They could have been doing other things, but they were drawn by the Holy Ghost, by the Spirit of God. They saw a need, a desire to come on to this Zoom. And I appreciate so very much the opportunity to be part of it. And thank you, Lord, as it will expand and grow and others will see it through the course of the week. And I'm just praying, God, that it will expand, it will enlarge, it will extend, and it will hit 100, and that there will be a cry and a clamor for more to be able to come on board and be exposed. Now, Father, I pray that we will come together in the spirit of unity and in the bond of peace, that we will not be ashamed, that we will not be intimidated, that we will not be moved, that we will be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Father, I pray that the greatness of God that is on the inside of us will start to be seen. Help us to sense an urgency, to know that it is yet day, but night is coming when no man can work. And that you have a call, a mandate, and a mission for our lives. And that we have come to the kingdom for such a time as this. I read in scripture of mighty men of valor. Each one of them having their own uniqueness, individuality, and their own special skill set. But when they bring it together, enemies are defeated and kingdoms are overthrown. And I pray right now, Father, that we will experience a move of God, that we will identify our uniqueness and our assignment. And when we are able to reset, relaunch, reload, I pray that we'll come out of this stronger, come out of it more capable, come out of it more anointed. Lord, here we are. We surrender ourselves over as vessels, tools, and instruments for the master's use, not to build up our name, not to build up an empire, not to build up even a congregation, but to build up the kingdom and the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I'm asking that we would be the husbands that we need to be. Lord, that we would be the fathers we need to be, that we would be the co-workers. We would be the business owners, the entrepreneurs, whatever it is, Lord, that you have assigned for us in this hour. I pray, Lord, that we will come out of this like pure gold. Oh, Lord, thank you. I pray that we will even say as David, it was good for me that I had been afflicted. Oh, Lord, I know right now, Lord, a lot of people are unsure and uncertain, but I pray that when this is over and it will come to an end, I pray, Lord, that we will stand up and know that it was a pivotal moment in our life. It was a tipping point. And our priorities were realigned through this. And we realized what was most important. And that was our walk with God and the time that we have with our family. Lord, I pray your blessing upon these men. I pray, Lord, that they will not suffer a lack and they will not suffer loss, that you'll put a hedge around them, and this germ will not be able to reach them or reach their families. Lord, I pray, God, that they will accelerate and do great and mighty things in the time that is set before us, in Jesus' matchless name. Amen. Amen. Thank you again. God bless you.
Amen. Bishop Tucker, thank you so much, sir. Thank you for that word, that prayer. Awesome time. This is just, it's really blessing me. So if it's, you know, no one else that joins or comes on, it's always blessing me every week. So thank you so much for being a part. Brothers, if you can just give me 2 more minutes of your time, got 2 quick announcements as we do every week. So we are going to be continuing this through the month of May, and then God has given me some things in the direction that it will go in the month of June that I'll be sharing very soon. But next week, same time, same place, we have Bishop Randy Borders from Faith Harvest Church in Shelby, North Carolina. And then the following Monday, we have Pastor Mike Roach, who is here on the call. Thank you, Pastor Mike, for joining. We have Pastor Mike Roach from Greater Church here in Charlotte. So really excited. That following Monday is Memorial Day, so we won't gather, but then we'll look to do, you know, whatever God says in the month of June. So I'll be sure to send out that information. The last thing, and we've been doing this every week, and I'm a giver at heart, and I always start by saying that my wife and I have been tremendously blessed where we are both still working, still receiving full paychecks, and so we are not lacking at all. God is continuously providing. We want to be a blessing to the praising place. So brothers, if you can join me, I am going to send a message now. If you can send a offering, if you will, to my Cash App, is PEM, which stands for Pridgen Event Management, which is my organization. And then the word gives, PEM gives. We are going to sow into the praising place. Bishop Tucker has taken time to study, and he is still administering the word weekly to his congregation. And we just want to be a blessing. God laid on my heart to bless the churches of the pastors that are joining us and leading us here each week. So if you can join me, 100% of what is given plus whatever I add to it is going to be sent directly to the praising place. And I'll get with Bishop Tucker to make sure that they receive that properly. But if you can join me in submitting whatever you can, if you can't, please don't feel obligated. This is just something that God laid on my heart to do for these churches. So Bishop Tucker, thank you again. Thank you, brothers, for joining. If you receive the message again, I send it in the chat. It's $PEM. Gives on Cash App. That's the way that we can sow into the praising place, and they will get that this week directly. Again, no games. I'm not taking any of these donations. It's going straight to them. So thank you, brothers, for joining. We'll see you next week. Again, same time, same place. Please join. Really appreciate you taking the time out of your day. Have a great rest of your Monday and a great week. God bless you.
Love you.